أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
سورة 50 القاف. Title: Since قاف is its opening word, this surah came to be known by that word. Period of revelation. There is no authentic report to indicate the exact date of the surah's revelation. Reflecting on its subject matter indicates that it must have been sent down in the second phase of the Meccan period, corresponding to the phase from the second to the fifth year of the Prophet's career. We have already discussed the special features of this phase in the introduction to Surah Al-An'am. It appears that this surah was revealed in the fifth year of the Prophet's career, when the unbelievers' opposition to Islam had become intense, although they had not yet taken to torturing Muslims. Subject matter and themes. Authentic reports state that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, used to recite verses from this surah in Eid prayers. A lady companion, Umm Hisham bint Haritha, who was the Prophet's neighbor, states, "I managed to memorize Surah Qaf, as I often heard the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, reciting its verses in his Friday sermons." Some reports indicate that he used to recite it in Fajr prayer as well. It is thus clear that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, regarded Qaf as a significant surah, which would explain why he made a point of reciting and thus conveying its contents to as many people as possible. On studying this surah, one readily realizes its significance. The doctrine of the hereafter constitutes the subject matter of the entire surah. When the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, made his call to Islam in Mecca, the Meccans were astounded to learn about the doctrine of man's resurrection and his accountability for his actions, which they thought impossible. It was beyond them to believe that, after death and physical disintegration, the body could be revived after thousands of years and brought back to life. They found it improbable. This surah was sent down by Allah in response to their reservations. Its brief yet pithy statements adduce the eventuality of the hereafter and arguments for its inevitability. At the same time, it cautions that the truth of the hereafter is incontrovertible, regardless of whether they consider it as something astonishing or irrational and reject it. It is an unalterable reality that Allah knows perfectly well the location of each and every particle of their disintegrated dead bodies. With a slight gesture, he will reunite all these particles, and man will be recreated exactly as he was. Likewise, their notion that they are free in this world to act as they like and are not answerable to anyone is a delusion. Allah is fully aware of each and every utterance and action of theirs, as well as the thoughts that cross their minds. His angels watch and record all of these. At the appointed hour, at a single call, all the dead will come out of the earth as new foliage emerges soon after rain. Then their indifference towards the hereafter will be over, for they will see with their own eyes all that they reject today. They will be taken to account for all that they said and did. Today, they dismiss the doctrines of divine recompense, reward, and punishment, and the existence of paradise and hell as incredible. However, on the Day of Judgment, these will be evident truths. On account of their rejection of truth, they will be hurled into the same hellfire that they today reject as implausible. Today, they dismiss paradise as something untenable. However, on that day, they will see others entering paradise, those who follow the straight way out of the fear of their compassionate Lord.